A proud and solemn day. As it will always continue to be, the National Day of Remembrance proved to be one of the most important events in our annual calendar this year. As ever, this year marked memorable anniversaries for our veterans, not least the 80th anniversary of key World War II battles in 1944 and the 25th anniversary of Kosovo. Our members up and down the country headed out to remembrance services over the weekend to pay their respects to old comrades and friends who perished in battle. Once again, a proud group of over 80 blind veterans and guides took part in the televised march to the Cenotaph in London. The oldest of our group joining the march in London this year was 100-year-old Michael Woods. Following the march, he said, "What an amazing experience. I've never felt anything quite like it. The crowds cheering for us as we made our way around made me feel 10 feet tall. I'm so proud to have finally marched here in my 100th year, and it was all the sweeter knowing that my wife and family were watching me on television." Remembrance is a solemn time for Michael. As a young RAF mechanic in the Second World War, he worked mainly on Lancaster bombers and saw many a crew set off in their aircraft, never to return. He says, "When I was in the Air Force, we used to get a brand new Lancaster arrive and you get a new crew and their very first operation. Sometimes on that very first flight, they'd lose their lives, wouldn't come back." Michael was discharged in 1947 with the rank of leading aircraftman. He lost his sight much later in life due to macular degeneration and glaucoma. Being given the opportunity to march with us at the Cenotaph is one of the many reasons that Michael is grateful that he started receiving support from Blind Veterans UK. He says, "Joining Blind Veterans UK has been ever so helpful to me. Every month or so we meet up as a group in the local area and all the staff are so helpful and kind. But being given the opportunity to march at the Cenotaph with Blind Veterans UK was fantastic. I felt ever so proud." Michael was due to be joined by fellow World War II member George Chandler, but sadly George, who fought in D-Day, passed away just weeks before the parade. Two of his granddaughters marched with us in his honour, carrying pictures of their grandfather. Falklands veteran Stephen Tuffin joined Michael, leading our contingent, alongside our president Colin Williamson and chief executive Adrian Bell. He said, "I sadly lost a number of colleagues during the Falklands campaign, so I was thinking of them. It's so important that the sacrifices of those who died serving this country are not forgotten." Stephen entered the parachute regiment in 1982 and almost immediately was sent out to the Falklands when war broke out in April. During the Battle of Goose Green, he was shot twice through the head. When he woke up on the ambulance ship, he was totally blind. Fortunately, around 10 years later, he found out about our charity and started receiving support. We're proud to say that our blind veterans took part in events across the whole country. Over 50 wreaths were laid on behalf of the charity across England, Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales. Our two centres in Llandudno and Rustington both hosted a special military week for those staying with us. These themed weeks included visits to museums and military bases, tea dances, equipment demonstrations and formal military dinners. The theme at our Llandudno Centre was the 80th anniversary of D-Day and portraits of our D-Day veterans were displayed throughout the week. We were also proud to host Second World War blind veterans Mary Cliff and Arthur Lilly, who both laid wreaths at the Remembrance Sunday ceremony in the town centre, joined by Afghanistan veteran Anthony Coops Cooper. Our wreath layers led over 20 blind veterans and staff representing the charity at the Llandudno March along the promenade. Meanwhile, staff and members at our Rustington Centre laid a wreath and crosses of remembrance on the Garden of Remembrance in Bear Road Cemetery, close to our former centre in Brighton. The memorial bears the name and cap badge of 350 veterans at the large St Dunstan's plot. A cross was also placed beside each of the 230 individual headstones. Also, Rustington resident, 103-year-old member Nancy Bosted, laid a wreath at our war memorial in Rustington and blind veterans, staff and volunteers marched proudly through the village. Nancy said, "It's important to me that as long as there is a breath in my body, I will go to a war memorial, to a service of remembrance, and I will lay a wreath." To mark the remembrance period, five of these St Dunstan's standards from our history were put on display in the parish church of St Peter and St Paul in Rustington. These standards, which were previously seen in the Brighton Centre Chapel, will be laid up permanently in the parish church. And in London, standard bearer Wayne Perry represented the charity at the Mayor of London's remembrance service. The charity was invited as City Hall hosted our exhibition of photographic portraits of 16 veterans who served in Normandy. The exhibition, previously seen in the National Army Museum, marks the 80th anniversary of D-Day.